This is Leo Moran from the Saw Doctors, and you're listening to Hooley's Hooley on WSBC 1240 AM.
Yeah, 12:40 a.m. This is the Hooley's Hooley. We are live at Goldie's for our radio listening audience. It's Saturday night at 7 p.m.
That's right, Saturday night.
For the live audience here at Goldie's, it's Thursday night at 7:30 p.m.
Yep.
Not much of a live audience tonight. Tonight is a remote show.
There's some people in the audience.
Yeah, there's a few people here. Yeah. But it is a remote show tonight. It's kind of a bow-out show because we do have some exciting news.
Yeah, we do. Absolutely.
The Hooley's Hooley, which is sponsored by Hibernian Transmedia. You can find out more about Hibernian Transmedia at HibernianTransmedia.org, is moving.
Yes.
The venue is moving to Fitzgerald's Nightclub, the world-famous Fitzgerald's Music Hall.
Yeah.
In beautiful Berwyn,
on Roosevelt
Illinois.
Road, yeah.
And we're very excited about that.
I am very excited, yes.
Brings a little more cachet to the show.
Absolutely.
Think we'll be getting a little bit the celebrity profiles of people that...
some celebrities.
We haven't had any celebrities on the show, per se, but we might now.
Maybe.
Yeah, you never know. I think Fitzgerald's brings a little bit to the table. We're excited to do it. And
Dad's in the audience, and he's pointing to himself, what about me?
Yeah, he's a local Irish celebrity.
Yeah.
Has a lot of what are called Hooley haters out there.
Yeah, he does.
Coined that term.
Yeah.
We don't want any Hooley haters.
No, we want Hooley lovers.
That's right. Actually, you know what? All press is good press. So if you hate me, hate me. Send me some hate mail and I'll read it on the air. I'd be glad to read it on the air to tell you the
truth. Boy, that would be fun.
Yeah. So we are excited to be moving to Fitzgerald's. Mm-hmm. We'll be moving there next week. We'll have the Larkin and Moran brothers on the show.
Yeah, those guys are going to be great.
Yep. The show will be done live in the sidebar on Thursdays at 7:30 p.m.
Yeah.
Moving on. Wanted to give a shout-out to last week's guest and thank her. That was Michelle McGuire. She did a fantastic job.
She was awesome.
Bill, you were remarking earlier to me that you found yourself.
I found myself, last Friday night after I got off of work, I picked up Bridget. And we were going to to the Gale Street Inn for dinner, and we had her her sister and her future brother-in-law there. The guys in the audience are making faces at me right now, and okay, fine, be that way. I had a great dinner. But on our way there, we were listening to the show before it actually aired. I had the podcast up on my phone, and I wanted them to hear Michelle McGuire because I was so impressed with her.
Yep.
And I knew that those girls would enjoy her, and they did. And I look forward to...
we'll be attending bar at her wedding.
Yeah, that'll be a fun night. I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to listening to more and more of her music and having her on as a guest again.
Right.
And after that, you know what? Yeah. I don't know if you heard the opening. Our listeners probably heard the opening tonight. That was Leo Moran of the Saw Doctors.
Yeah.
I had the opportunity to go to the Irish American Heritage Center after dinner on Friday. And boy, is that an outstanding venue. What a great place. I think that the younger generation of Irish Americans here in Chicago should really take advantage of that place more often because it's a beautiful building. I really had no idea. Now, I'd been there before, obviously, for to see our film when our film, when we premiered our film there.
Right. It wasn't a premiere, it was a special screening.
It was a special screening, yes. Sneak preview, shall we say. But. When I was there watching it, that was in the big, obviously, theater. And I went upstairs this time thinking, on my way there, I was thinking, this is obviously where we're going to see Leo and Anto. Anto was another member of the Saw Doctors.
Right.
Who was, they were kind of troubadours, shall you say that, for the evening for us on Friday night, telling different stories about their time in the States and in Ireland and the differences and likenesses of Irish and Irish Americans.
Sure.
Through their music. And I thought it was going to be like this, in the auditorium. But it was in the Aaron Room. Wow, what a room.
Yeah, where's
what
that?
What a room.
Is that on the second
floor? So that's on the third floor at the Irish American Heritage Center. And it's beautiful. If anybody's thinking about getting married, that place is just perfect. Perfect for a reception. Just these beautiful chandeliers in there. A beautiful bar.
Oh, you know what? I know exactly where the Aaron Room is. The Aaron Room is where I did a show with Dad and Dooley Brothers a couple years back.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right.
It's a Hooley Dooley Christmas.
Yeah.
And
We hired a young buxom girl to run around
stage. What was her name?
Us.
Do you remember?
Jenny Tribbles.
Jenny Tribbles. Wow, you got a good memory.
I do remember that, and I don't think Tribbles has been. She's not putting that on her resume. I don't think she's not.
Was she a Second City?
Well, these days I guess everybody is Second City. You can't come across an actor in Chicago without having to go, "Did you know I'm a Second City person?"
Oh yeah.
You mean funny?
You mean
you paid the money to take classes at Second City? You weren't exactly hired to be on stage at Second City.
Okay.
And I'm, you know, I'll have to admit that I'm one of those people that also paid. Well, I didn't pay. I had an internship at Second City.
That's right.
And they let me take the classes for free.
Well, that was a good way to swing it.
Sure, but I was never hired to be on the main stage or anything like that at Second City. Although I've worked with many of those people.
Yeah.
Well, it's moving on. What were we talking about? Tribbles? Troubles or Tribbles?
We were Troubles? Tribbles?
Yeah. She had some dribbles.
Yeah, you guys had a good time doing that. I can't remember. Why didn't I participate in that?
I don't know why. I was the proclaimed director of the show. I wish we had... it was a good show. The Dooley Brothers are a very entertaining group, and they came out and played. It was a Christmas show, and I think we only ran it for a couple weekends, and successful. I mean, I think we made some money.
Yeah.
What's
on the docket this weekend, huh?
Docket this weekend for me is that Haley, my wife, is out of town, and it's going to be me and Mr. Mike, but I'm working a lot of the weekend, so Mom and Dad are taking care of my 7-month-year-old son, Mikey, and Charlotte and the gang and my mother-in-law and my wife, Haley, all went up to Syracuse, New York, to see my sister-in-law, Tess, graduate from Syracuse University with honors.
Wow, congratulations, Tess Johnson.
Yeah, so we're all very proud of her. Yeah, exactly. So I'm kind of Mr. Mom / Bachelor this weekend.
Are you enjoying that? Are you kind of excited about
that? I'll tell you what, I didn't want to say that I was excited about it to my wife, but I think it could be a little bit of peace as far as...
Oh, boy. I don't know what that means.
Running around. Well,
does that mean the demons are coming out?
No, but you'll discover someday that when you have a couple kids, the weekends are not what they used to be. Sure. There's a lot of T-ball involved and
trips to Home Depot.
Trips to I'm not real handy.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
So there's not a lot of trips to Home Depot.
Yeah.
But there's other things, you know, there's a lot of I still work on the weekend, you know?
I know.
I'm still tending bars, so there's a lot of shuffling
going
on.
As the radio listening audience is hearing us right now, we're actually bartending a wedding. At the Carlton Hotel, the Gleason Harmon wedding.
Yeah, I don't know them at all.
I don't know, but I'm excited because as soon as I saw those names, I was all right.
Yeah, on the roster, when you see an Irish name on the roster, you go, hey, these people are going to get trucked, and we might make some money tonight.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. It's exciting.
Last week's wedding, boy, was that a weird one.
Weird one.
It was weird with a V. That was like some Assyrian people, and it was like... That wedding was bizarre.
That?
I don't want to do any of that, but it was like tenant bar at a wedding in Times Square. You know?
It was.
And how about in the middle of the wedding, the guy's going, the wedding will stop now to turn on Pacquiao Mayweather fight.
I know.
And I was like, what?
How classy.
So everybody, and everyone's got tattoos all over them, you know. And so everybody stops the wedding and they streamline the Manny Pacquiao fight in the middle of the room. Yeah. Now, they didn't pay for it either. Some guy goes, I have figured out how to hotwire Pacquiao fight into laptop and use HDMI to VMI cable to your big projection screen. Turn off all the lights.
They must
have
had some sort of clout within the hotel or kind of strong arm the general manager.
Yeah, clout. What do you mean clout? They paid about $15,000 to have their wedding.
Good
there.
Point.
That's the clout. But yeah, they weren't the greatest tippers either.
But the funny thing is about the deceiving thing about these weddings is you'll see one name and you'll go, okay, all right, and then you'll see the other name and you go, well, I don't know.
Right.
So
we've talked about this before. Remember the wedding we worked with where the mariachi band came in and it looked like a bunch of guys that were Hispanic, migrant workers, and we were like, we're going to make about $6
today. And they were
awesome. And we crushed and made a ton of money. Yeah. And then you get a bunch of guys with Brooks Brothers suits on, and they tip you $4.
Yeah,
don't
judge a book by its cover.
Can't judge a book by its cover.
I remember us walking. We had a few laughs at that.
It was.
It's always entertaining.
Yeah. I don't think Michelle Maguire's wedding will be like that at all. Hopefully she'll...
She's not getting married. The after party is at the hotel.
Even better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, They'll be toasty by the time we get our hands on them.
Yep. So how's life away from Duffy's now? You're not attending bar at all.
I'm there on every other Friday night. I'm still enjoying it.
Free plug to Duffy's. Duffy's in Forest Park. Yeah. It's our friend Julie Shea, Mary White. I've taken a little bit of a hiatus from Kevel's.
Right.
And I'll tell you what, hit is grand.
Yeah, you're loving it?
Yeah, I am, to tell you the truth. I worked there for 10 years, and I love them very much, but it's a nice breather to get away from tending bar. I'm enjoying my new job at Payline Data. Shout out to Payline Data, best merchant provider in all of Chicagoland and the United States of America. We are A+ Better Business Bureau rated. And if you have a small business or medium or large size business, I encourage you to give me a call at Payline Data.
Right? There you go. Get it in there, baby.
That's right. I think we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll come back after these short messages, and we'll tell some stories about you have some grammar school football.
I have some interesting things to talk about.
Good.
All kinds of stuff.
All right. Well, this is the Hooli's Hooli. We're on 1240 AM. We'll be back after these short messages.
What do you do with an old 401k? If you have a 401k or 403b account at a former employer, there's a good chance that you're not sure what to do with it. It can be an emotional time when you are retiring or changing jobs, but it's especially important not to make hasty decisions with your workplace account. In particular, beware of cashing out, which almost always comes with high taxes and penalties and can undermine your ability to reach your long-term retirement income goals. You generally have four choices of what to do with your old 401k. Where can you get help to decide which choice makes sense for you? Our sponsor, Madden Funds Management, is a specialist in advising, managing, and rolling over 401k accounts. In a phone call or on a visit to Madden's office in Oak Park, Mike Madden will be glad to help you weigh the pros and cons of each option, and if you choose, he can help you implement your choice. There's no fee for the phone call or office visit. The Houlihans and the Maddens have been associated for almost 30 years. We can promise you that the Maddens will give you professional investment advice with never any sales pressure. For more info, go to Madden's website, maddenfunds.com, or call Mike at 708-848-3200. Once again, that number is 708-848-3200. And tell them the Houlihan Brothers sent you.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. 15 members of the family still work together every day. And as in their grandfather's day, they're service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. They're price competitive, and you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste recycling and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your garbage is our bread and butter. Call Brian Flood today at 773-626-5800 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Yeah, welcome back. It's Saturday night. This is the Hooli's Hooli on 1240 AM. Want to remind our radio listeners that if they want to listen to archive podcasted episodes of the Hooli's Hooli, you can find them on www.freecrack.com. Bill.
Yes.
I read in the paper earlier this week that ISIS is claiming to have troops on the ground in Illinois. How do you feel about that?
Wow. Okay. Hey, what a heck of a topic. I haven't really had a chance to kind of.
I welcome them to the South Side. I want to see how far they'll get.
Yeah.
So that's something.
I don't know. How about other topics? The Irish American movie, Hooli, huh? I don't want to talk about ISIS. Come on.
Okay. Good. All right.
Yeah, that's gonna be September what 23rd, 25th, and 26th.
Right.
And the 27th at the Gene Siskel Film Center. There was a little article about it in the Irish Echo this past week.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so we're still looking for submissions.
Yep.
The opening date for submissions was March 1st. The early bird deadline is March 15th. Those have passed. And May 31st, regular deadline, July 31st, late deadline. August 25th, notification date.
Cool.
Let's get those entries in.
I want to tell the filmmakers out there that you got a hell of a shot to get in this thing. Okay.
Yeah, you got a great shot.
Because we're not exactly being flooded with submissions at this point.
We shouldn't say we're not being flooded. We're not very judgmental. We like to promote art. And if you got something that you want to show and it's Irish American related or features an Irish actor or an Irish director, please submit. You know, it's going to be a really fun weekend.
Yeah,
it is. A great way for us to all network as Irish filmmakers. You never know. All of us could get together, see each other's films, and then
all of us decide to collaborate on one big movie down the line.
That's the idea, yeah. Hopefully we're going to get, we'd like to get one big name out to do, make an appearance at the festival this year, be that a movie star, an actor, a director, or someone of high praise and cachet that everyone will recognize to draw some tickets in.
Yeah.
I know we spoke of maybe getting John Patrick Shanley to come out. We don't know. He wrote Joe versus the Volcano. He's an old friend of our dad's.
That would be pretty cool. Joe versus the Volcano is a great movie.
It is a great movie. He also wrote Doubt, which was with Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Sure.
And, he's pretty celebrated filmmaker and playwright, and he's an Irish American.
Yeah.
So that'd be kind of cool. Other options are, obviously we'd like to go after guys like Ed Burns and, Robert Duvall.
Hey, speaking of Irish American,
who? Pierce Brosnan would be cool. Yeah, I'd like to get Pierce Brosnan. That'd be great.
George Clooney. Yeah, there you go. Just throwing out Patrick Dempsey. Speaking of Patrick Dempsey,
yeah, lover boy.
We do some. I usually do a little bit called the Unluck of the Irish.
Yes.
And this week's one little thing about the Unluck of the Irish would be McDreamy has been killed off of Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
So that's the end of Patrick Dempsey, ladies.
I got news for you. That's not nearly the end. I'm sure he probably wanted out of that show.
Well, apparently, yes. I had been reading that the producers, he had been showing up late to set, and he got really into race car driving, I guess.
That's what happens when you have billions of dollars
and
playing a doctor.
And he's going through a divorce, so I think he probably, I don't know if he cared, but thousands of young single women hearts have been broken.
Well, not mine, but I did like him as Ronald Miller in Can't Buy Me Love. I don't know
Ronald
if you remember
McDonald
that movie.
Miller, yeah. Good movie.
You went from totally geek to totally chic to totally geek. That was my favorite line of the movie.
Hey, speaking of other Irish celebrities, Rosie O'Donnell is... hey, she's with Sophie B. Hawkins now. So she's going through her second divorce. And remember Sophie B. Hawkins' song? Damn, I wish I was your lover.
Is that her? I thought that was Taylor Dane or Taylor.
No, I thought it was Sophie B. Hawkins.
All right, well, you might be right.
Yeah. So I guess Rosie was in town.
She wished
New York
Rosie
City.
Was her lover.
Yeah.
That's
so. I don't know. And she's welcoming another baby. So this is Rosie's sixth child coming up, and it's like the Brady Bunch. So I don't know. Congratulations to Rosie. You've got Sophie B. Hawkins, and we're very happy for you.
Well, Sophie be it then, huh?
Sophie be it, man.
All right, good.
Deflategate.
Yeah, Tom Brady.
That's your boy, isn't
it? Too handsome to be guilty. You know what I mean?
Too handsome to be guilty. Yeah, I kind of like that one. Well, I don't know. You played quarterback in high school. Did you feel that, when you
let's get something straight. I practiced quarterback. I didn't play quarterback.
Okay. All right. That's a good point. Okay. Doesn't matter. You still got a ring, right?
I did get a ring, yeah.
Now, when you were throwing the football and stuff at practice, did you ever feel like the whole thing about the grip of the football?
Yeah, of course. But you don't like the ball to be airtight, obviously. But I think it's been completely over-exaggerated.
I think so, too. Come on.
I think every quarterback in the league pulls that routine. And if you can get away with it, great.
Sure.
Yeah. Especially in a game, was it raining in the game that they had the Deflategate? Was that the issue?
Look at it this way: New England won the game 45-3.
Yeah,
who cares? If it came down to a touchdown or a field goal, then we'd be, there'd be big room for debate. I saw a thing on WGN News this morning. There was a guy that wrote a book about this already.
Really?
It happened 3 months ago.
Yeah, he's got speedy fingers, man. He types fast.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what those interviews are like. I think maybe the Hooli's Hooli could appear in a book like that in about chapter 6. I mean. It's not a whole. What do you talk about? The inside workings of Gillette Field and the guy who cuts the grass and stuff like that. I guess that could be a good book, right?
Yeah. Hey, I was online today and I was looking at. When you go to like those. I don't know if you're on Facebook and you see like a link or something to all these different. It's almost like tabloid journalism, but it takes you to these
a BuzzFeed kind of thing.
Yeah, but it takes you to all these different pop-ups, And you're like, there might be a girl with, a large-breasted woman or something. And you're like, hey,
Oh, my.
15 all-time cheerleader mistakes,
Yeah, sure. Epic fail.
Epic, yeah. So you're like clicking on the pictures. Are these funny or not?
Yes.
But, I was looking at this, and I was... found that little blurb about our buddy Patrick Dempsey.
Yeah.
And there was a little pop-up, and I decided to take a look at it.
Uh-huh.
And
you went down a wormhole.
I went down a wormhole.
Internet wormhole.
And it said, 15 cute child actors who grew up to be
ugly.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So, you know what? Man, I saw this the other day, too, and it's like... Who is it? It's like that little kid from Family Ties who played Andy?
No, it's hold on. I'm going over him, man. I'm looking at it right here. Jeremy Miller. Remember him, Ben, from... He was... what was that? Growing Pains.
Growing Pains.
Yeah. Mike.
Yeah.
Mike.
Remember your other guy? Jonathan Lipnicki.
Yeah.
Remember
he
him?
Didn't, I don't know if he grew up. He just grew up to be kind of a Bundy. If you see him now, he's all ripped up. And
like the fake tan and all that kind of
stuff. Yeah, he looks like a wrestler that's in like sophomore high school or something, you know, that like has been doing push-ups for 10 years.
I mean, he's got like that prepubescent like man look at the same
yeah,
time.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, hey, man, this guy's like, he's got the body of like a 22-year-old.
Like
year
a 13-year-old
no
kid
hair.
Who's just ripped. It's like a weird look.
Yeah, right. I don't know. They said that Lark Voorhees, remember her?
The girl from
Turtle.
Lisa Turtle from Saved by the Bell.
Apparently she's ugly.
She's all right.
Macaulay Culkin. Yeah. He looks like it. But you know what? That's what drugs will do to you. So
see, now that's what people have said about Macaulay Culkin over the years. But I don't, you know, he's Irish. And we shouldn't be throwing him through the bus.
Are you
that
saying hard. That we don't age well as Irish people?
I know a few Irish people that haven't aged very well. You know, and they were at They were pretty cute at one time in their lives, you know. So I don't want to hate on Macaulay too hard, but yeah, he's
probably.
Well,
that's what I was trying to come up with. You know, I was like, who comes up with these lists?
Yeah,
like, is there a bunch of people sitting around?
Guys like us. Know? That's who comes up with the list.
Well,
we
this sounds
paid
like
by
fun.
Bus.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
sure.
Hey, but I mean, at the same time, it's kind of mean. Now I'm looking. I mean, is Fred Savage considered ugly?
I don't know. I'd have to ask my wife.
Yeah, I don't know either. I mean,
not that there's
now,
anything.
Clint
wrong
Howard, him. Ron Howard's brother, he's in here.
Yeah,
he was Leon from the Andy Griffith Show. I didn't even remember there was a character named Leon in the Andy of Mayberry.
He's in about 100 different films. I guess. He's always been weird looking. That's kind of been his thing.
Haley Joel Osment.
Yeah,
he is weird looking, man.
Is he? I haven't seen what he looks like lately. He doesn't look that weird.
I think he looks weird. I don't know. If you get a chance to go on Fit, now this is getting. I'm kind of dragging this out here, but
yeah.
God, I was so intrigued by it. So yeah. Check it out. If you're on Facebook and you want to check out the 15 ugliest child stars, you know, 15 cute kids that grew up to, you know, be ugly, give it a look.
Yeah, it's good stuff. It'll burn your afternoon away.
Sure.
Talk about it in the office.
Yeah. Hey, did you get that report done? No, right. I didn't, Mike, but check out who the 15 most ugliest child stars are.
15 guys who used to work in the office who got uglier after they left.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now, see, they put Sean Astin on this list.
Yeah.
He ain't that ugly.
That's Rudy.
That's Rudy,
Rudy
man.
Rudiger. It's not the real Rudy Rudiger. Real Rudy Rudiger, from the guys I've spoken to, was a rotten little stubborn guy, from what I've been
know.
Told.
Yeah,
that's what I've
what
been
if
told.
What if he's a listener? Do you think he'd actually, you know, he could be a listener. Sorry, Rudy.
Hey, he's Rudy. Yeah. He'll get over it. He can overcome these things.
Boy,
he can overcome anything.
I'm looking at this guy, Taron Noah Smith.
He I don't know
the guy
who he is.
On Tim Allen's Tool Time.
Oh, yeah. He's got some choppers
on
him.
He's bizarro now, man.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, that's definitely. Okay,
hi.
I agree with you there.
Is this cab open? No.
The cab open. I don't know what that means.
That's kind of like.
All right. I'm done with the child actors being ugly.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have to ask our guests if we can come up with a list of 15 ugly something else. I don't know. What else?
I don't know. Yeah.
The other thing I was looking at was, did you see the paper today? Now, obviously, you know, it's playoff time here in Chicago.
Yeah, and Hawks and Bulls.
Hawks kicking butt. As of right now, because it's Thursday night.
Yeah, we don't know what's going to happen.
We don't know what's going to happen tonight, but they're up in the series 3-0 against the Wild.
Mm-hmm.
So if they win tonight, there won't be a game on Saturday.
Right.
Or if they lose tonight, well, hopefully you're listening to us and not watching that game.
Yeah.
Because that'll probably be Saturday night. The Bulls, all right, this is the big
the
thing.
Bulls?
The Bulls. And so they got their butt kicked last night. And
they did. They
and
got smoked.
And they're playing Friday night. So we as of when this show is airing, we won't know if it's going to be 2-1 Cleveland or 2-1 Chicago. But there was a little bit of controversy in Cleveland.
Yeah, about that commercial that aired on the Jumbotron.
Yeah, so apparently, I don't know if you saw the video, it's this guy, and he's got like a Cleveland Cavaliers t-shirt on.
Yeah.
And he's in like a kitchenette with his girlfriend, and she's got a black t-shirt with a white apron over it.
Okay.
And they start talking about, like, you know, the Cavaliers, the playoffs.
Yeah,
and
sure.
I don't know. I can't remember something like that, but I can't remember how it leads into it. But all of a sudden, they start listening to the song from Dirty Dancing. Now
I had the time of my life.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, I know it.
And they're staring at each other, and, you know, he's kind of, you know, she's
yeah,
gonna
they're
going to
do the bit. I get it. Where she's going to run into him.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, sure.
So she rips off the apron, and she's got a Bulls t-shirt.
Sure.
And she dives into his arms, and he throws her on the ground.
Yeah.
And apparently it caused a big stir with domestic violence.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So that's not good. And it's been pulled off the air.
Yeah.
Now, I kept thinking, you know what it kind of brought me back to? And it was all over the paper today.
Yeah.
And actually, I wish I could have been like in Cleveland. No, I actually don't wish I could
Nobody
have been
wishes they were ever in Cleveland except Drew Carey.
Yeah. And that's Joakim Noah.
Yeah.
You know, then when he said that, what's so cool about Cleveland?
Cleveland rocks, dog.
That's really funny, actually. But I know that. Sorry, Clevelanders. But when we, if I was in Cleveland when I saw that commercial, I would have been like, what? I mean, I would have, I shouldn't say would have laughed, but I would have went, this isn't going to go over good.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not. But it reminds me of when, remember when we were like, I mean, obviously, I'm a huge White Sox fan.
Sure.
But remember when we were like trying to come up with like different ad campaigns
for the White Sox?
Yeah. And we were like,
yes.
We could have Ozzie Guillen.
I remember the campaign we wanted to do was, and who is the guy who's from Brooks Boyer? Is that the guy?
Brooks Boyer.
Brooks Boyer?
Yeah, he's the marketing
director. Yeah, he was like the marketing director. Yeah. Actually, our friend Sheena Quinn, shout out to Sheena, is now the PR director for the White
Sox. Yeah, hey, Sheena, hopefully
we can get Sheena on the show at some time. Yeah. Her Pete Purvis is her husband. He's a member of that group, Gaelic Storm.
Yeah.
Anyway, I remember the bit we wanted to do for the White Sox, the commercial, I believe we pitched it or something.
Yeah, we did pitch it.
But it was right after the White Sox had won the World Series, I think. Maybe it was before the White Sox had won the World Series. I don't remember.
I think it was like right after they had won the World
Series. Yeah, but anyway, it was, and you know, they had the kids can play or, you know.
That was way before,
but those were like the taglines that they used to have.
Sure.
I think the bit we wanted
good guys
to do.
Were black,
yeah,
all that stuff, yeah.
The bit we wanted to do was like, it was a parody of Scarface called Sox Face. And it was Ozzie Guillen, and he was sitting at an executive desk, and instead of there being like a big mound of cocaine or blow on the desk, it was going to be like a giant mound of baseballs.
Yes.
And he sweeps all the baseballs off and starts flipping out with his bat, and he pulls out a giant bat, and he says, "Say hello to my little team." And like behind him, the whole team walks in behind him, you know?
Right, yeah.
And then it just cut to like Sox Face with that Brian De Palma, like boom, boom, boom music, you know?
Yeah. I would have loved that.
I would have too. It didn't take off though.
No.
You know? Never. I always thought that, you know what the best commercials would be for like a Sox or a Bulls game or something like that? Would be like a 3-second spot where the guy just goes, "Farts, nickels and dimes," or something like that, you know, and then that's it, you know, and everybody, and it airs like 10 times throughout the show.
And it just says what, White Sox afterwards?
It doesn't have to mean anything, but people are like, "What is that?" You know, it's like really cheap guerrilla marketing campaign. You don't spend a lot of money. You just go,
okay,
Goldies, 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 and that's it, you know? And then people are going, "What is Goldies?" You know, and I think there's a play there. I think, you know, with Twitter and
Hoolies.
Yeah, yeah. With Twitter and, like, I think the attention span of the American public has come down to about 3.5-4 quality seconds before they know what the hell is going on.
I think I'd agree with you on that.
So that's a little, you know, that's going to be the way of the future. I think you're not going to see 30-second spots anymore. It's just going to be, like, people shouting things for 4 seconds and just a barrage of things of that nature.
Yeah. Hey, do you watch that Game of Thrones?
No.
Lannister.
Right? Isn't that the bit on the show?
I was just laughing about it. It went viral. That Kristen Wiig, she did the Khaleesi, who's like some chick with a dragon.
Yeah.
But she was
pretty darn funny.
Yeah, she was on Jimmy Fallon the other night, and that was a pretty. She's been coming on as not herself, but she comes on as like a different guest. Maybe we should have to do that sometime on this show.
Oh, really? We've had a few people like that on the show already.
Yeah.
Randy is one of those.
Just a thought. So I don't know anybody who hasn't seen that. Yeah, check it out. It's trending.
Yeah, the other thing that trended this week was the Jack Black More Than Words thing with Jimmy Fallon.
That
another Irish American. Shout out to Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
That was the extreme More Than Words video.
Now
that I have found you. You know that?
Oh, I know it.
Yeah.
The guy with the long hair.
Yeah, and the black fingernails. Very good. 4 million views in like, you know, a day or something like that.
Impressive.
Yeah.
Hey, on a sad note, I wanted to send my condolences to the family of Brian Moore.
The police officer.
And the whole the police community all over the United States that's mourning the death of this young man who gave his life for his country and the city of New York.
That's right.
Very sad.
We're pro-police on this show.
Absolutely. Very pro-police.
And cops are under attack in the United States of America, not only by the people, but I think the government is not backing them properly either. And that ain't good.
No.
So if for my police people out there, I want to let you know that the Hoolies got your back and we're always on your side.
Yeah, absolutely. So our thoughts and prayers go out to Brian Moore and his family. So
that's right.
A little prayer for him.
Yep.
What else you got going on, buddy?
I think we're going to take, you know, we owe it to our sponsors to take a quick commercial break here. So let's take a quick commercial break. This is the Hooli's Hooli. We'll be back after these short messages.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Jury's $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their five kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story. Ed Napleton's grandfather, Edward W. Napleton, opened his first automotive business in 1931 on Chicago's South Side. Today, the Napleton family operates more than 23 dealerships in four states. The Skinny and Hooli Show is proud to work with Ed Napleton Honda in Oak Lawn, reaching out to our Irish-American community. Our friend Eddie Napleton treats the needs of each individual customer with paramount concern. He knows you have high expectations, and Eddie enjoys the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. So drop into Ed Napleton Honda in Oak Lawn when you're looking for a new or used vehicle. Their experienced sales staff is eager to offer you a great deal on a great car. Go to EdNapletonHonda.com to browse their online inventory, schedule a test drive, and investigate financing options. Call Ed Napleton Honda in Oak Lawn at 708-436-0011 or visit them online at EdNapletonHonda.com or in person at 5800 West 95th Street in Oak Lawn. And tell them Skinny and Hooli sent you, and you'll get that same old Southside Irish welcome that Eddie's grandfather started with way back in 1931.
Welcome back to the Hooli's Hooli on 1240 AM. We're live at Goldie's. We're doing a little remote here. This is our last episode of Goldie's for a little while before we move the show over to Fitzgerald's Nightclub in Berwyn, the world-famous Fitzgerald's Nightclub. Very excited about that, aren't we, Bill?
Absolutely.
Next week, we'll be featured. The Larkin and Moran brothers will be on the show, and... after that, we have who's the week after that, Bill? It's how do you pronounce the group?
Bohola.
Bohola.
Yeah. I'm excited for them. Should be cool.
It's gonna be great. It's gonna lend itself to more of an artistic room and more of an attentive audience. Not to say anything that we didn't have that already here at Goldie's. We had a great crowd here at Goldie's.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And we still do, and we love Goldie's. We're always going to be plugging Goldie's, and we'll be back to do special remote shows at Goldie's when the rooms at Fitzgerald's are not available to us. My sound engineer, Bill Wooten, has alerted us to the fact that we do have a call-in tonight. Bill, can we patch that call in? All right. Hello.
Hello.
This is the Hooli's Hooli. Are you there, sir?
Hello. Am I in the air?
Yes, you are.
Am I in the air? Yeah. Hey, this is Cooter McCooter from Berwyn.
Yeah.
What do you say? I heard you guys are going to show it. If it's Gerald, that's great. It's right in my neighborhood.
Well, yeah. You have to come out and join us.
Oh, boy. You know, I go. You know what I heard? I was over at Big Guy Sausage today over on Roosevelt Road.
Oh, yeah. Their buddy Brendan O'Connor. Sure.
Yeah. I was trying to use the Wi-Fi over at the 12th Street tip.
They have Wi-Fi there?
They use it. Well, they did because they were using Brendan O'Connor's.
And
shut him down somehow. So, anyway... I went over there, but he did tell me, hey, you guys are... I am so excited, I got to tell you.
Yeah.
It's in my hood. You know, you got that whole corridor, I guess you said, Roosevelt Corridor.
Absolutely, yeah. You got the front...
What's the show all about? I mean, all I heard was that the Hooli's Hooli's coming out. Is that some kind of a fashion show? Or is it
no, Cooter. Cooter, how did you find, did you stumble on the show to begin with if you didn't know what our show was? Are you a big listener of like Pakistani radio or something?
I was talking to Brendan O'Connor today, and he said, hey, we got, and you know, he said, you guys are coming. And,
gotcha.
Well, welcome, hey, come on. I'm kind of like the Merwin welcoming committee. You know?
Cool.
Oh, thank
and,
you.
Oh, I've been to Fitzgerald's a million times. I saw Commander Cody and the Lost Planet Airmen there.
Yeah.
I saw Otis Clay there twice.
Yeah, I love Otis Clay. Otis Clay was in our film. He provided a song to the closing credits to our film, Tapioca. We love Otis Clay. We love Fitzgerald. So, Cooter, we're excited to have you come out. Are you going to come out and treat us?
Hey, you know what? There's a lot of places you can go, you know, like when you're there at Fitzgerald's, you know, if after a show.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, you could walk down the street. Friendly Tap always has something going on, too, on Thursday nights after Fitzgerald's. If you were saying, hey, I'm going to see the Hoolies Hoolie. And then after the show, we have a couple of drinks at Fitzgerald's. You say, you know what? I'm going to walk down the street because there's more entertainment. And you can probably get that at the Friendly Tap.
Yeah,
they always
go
have
to
some
Wire.
Like,
you can go to the Wire.
You can check out the Wire. Absolutely, yeah.
What's that other joint on Roosevelt Road? Somebody's like the Wire.
Let's wait a second, Cooter. Is this a Berwyn commercial or is this here?
Oh,
to...
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I've been apologizing for being from Berwyn for the last 50 years, and now you're going to give me some crap about it? You better get a new attitude if you're moving to Berwyn, pal.
Hey, isn't Svengoolie from Berwyn? Is Svengoolie from Berwyn?
Svengoolie screwed us up, you know, and that guy should be taken out and beaten.
Really?
For years, we got that Berwyn garbage. Berwyn is beautiful. You
know? I think that
I
was...
even know a guy out there who's a Baron of Berwyn. I know a guy. He lives in the Baron. He and the Baroness live in the Barony. Over on 32nd Street there.
So oh.
I want to welcome you to Berwyn. I think you've got you do great. If you just don't give me that highfalutin garbage. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. Oh. We won't.
Hey, Cooter, man. We want you to come out and bring your friends. Right?
I'll be there. But I don't have a lot of friends. But I'll be there. Hey, you know what? I also heard Pahola.
Yeah.
Pahola is going to be there. You know, that's Jimmy Keane.
Yeah.
He's an incredible musician, squeeze box player from way back. And he's going to be with Pat Broaders, who is a... Oh, these guys are going to have some talent. You got to, you know, pick up the game. I guess not guys that ain't Foley's anymore. It's going to be Fitzgerald.
Yes, it is. Pahola will be on the show May 21st for our radio listeners. You can come out and see them. Well, they'll be broadcast. It'll be the live show of May 21st. And it'll be on the radio the 23rd.
That's correct.
For our radio listeners tonight. Cooter? Are you there?
I'll be looking for you. I'll see you next week. I'll be out there in Berwyn at Fitzgerald to see the Hoolies Hoolie and welcome to Berwyn.
Hey,
thank you very much,
Cooter.
Thanks for calling in.
All right.
Okay, God bless you. Bye.
Hey, that was nice, huh? Cooter McCooter from Berwyn, Illinois.
That's right. First calling.
That's right. And that is cool. We'd like to get Big Guys to be perhaps a sponsor on the show.
Yeah, right.
Big Guys no longer doing the late night delivery. Now they're only going to, they're just. Going to just do the normal thing.
Right.
I saw that Brendan put a post out there on Facebook the other day that said the late night delivery was taking a toll on probably his family life and himself.
Oh,
and,
I can tell, man. The guy works his butt off.
Yeah, he does. So that'll be exciting. Send the crowd over to Big Guys if they're getting a little hungry.
I love Big Guys.
David Letterman is ending his career.
Yeah,
I believe it's going to be coming up in the next couple weeks. Do you have any favorite Letterman moments? He is, you know, I got to admit, a big influence on me as far as the comedy I was influenced by as a young kid.
Boy, I mean, favorite Letterman moments, I would have to say. I mean, anything with Larry Bud Melman is fantastic.
Larry Bud Melman was a great bit. Sirajul and Mujibar was one of
Sirajul
my favorite.
Sirajul and Mujibar.
Remember those guys?
Yeah, absolutely. He hasn't died. I don't know. I stopped watching Letterman years ago, though.
Yeah? Why?
You know, I got into Conan, and I just, you know,
right.
You know, I enjoyed listening to him, and I still do, and you know, I like, you know, Jimmy Kimmel is another guy who I think is really, really funny, and apparently he's not going to go live on the Out of Respect, the night of David Letterman's show.
I'll tell you what, if you're going to ask me, aside from Letterman right now,
yeah,
Kimmel's the funniest guy in late night.
Okay,
just my opinion. I do like Jimmy Fallon. There's been a big backlash in the comedy community recently that are complaining that Jimmy Fallon is you know, game showy bits and the comedy element of the show is not, you know, these
oh,
are
really?
This is comedy nerd snobbery.
Okay.
That has been going on, and they're trying to say that Jimmy Fallon is hacky.
Oh.
saying that, oh, all he does is crack up during the bits, and he plays guitar, and where's the comedy and where's the bits? There's no real...
I find him very entertaining, but
satirical element.
I see where you're getting
doing,
at. You know? Yes, I understand where you're coming from that, and I could see how some people in the comedy community...
I could say, you know, I think that Kimmel borrows more from the Letterman, Steve Allen world of late night talk show hosts. Where you had the guys who, you know,
the man on the street bits.
Yeah, Larry, yeah, man on the street, Larry Bud Melman.
Yeah.
So I'm going to miss Dave, even though I didn't always agree with some of Dave's policies or political views.
Okay.
He's pretty funny, and he's been, he's a Midwestern guy, and
His best film role ever was in Cabin Boy.
Yeah.
Hey,
want to buy a monkey?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we remember that.
That was Chris Elliott. Chris
and Bob Elliott, or Bob and Ray, who are heavily influenced. David Letterman is heavily influenced by them. Chris Elliott, one of the original writers of the David Letterman show.
I did not know that.
That's right. And that's why he used to appear on Letterman all the time.
For those of you people out there who would say, who the heck is Chris Elliott? He played Woogie in
Something About Mary.
Yes.
So he's got a lot of roles that are quite wonderful.
The Chris Elliott Show, what was the best?
Get a Life was the show.
Wallet Boy was
one of the greatest bits.
Brian Doyle Murray played his dad?
Brian Doyle Murray played his friend, like Kevin or something like that was his name.
Okay.
And he was like 50, and he was Chris Elliott's best friend. And I remember it was Chris Elliott's dad, Bob Elliott, the famous Bob Elliott, was on the show. And all he referred to Chris Elliott was as boy. What do you want, boy? Good morning, boy.
They had the episode where
and his neighbor was Sharon. And every time something went bad, he would go, Sharon.
What a great show. Good memory, man.
One of my favorite episodes of Get a Life was the name of the show.
The spelling contest?
Well, Handsome Boy Modeling School was one of the episodes that I always loved, which was an episode where he sees an ad in the paper. And for a handsome boy modeling school, and he signs up and is very thrilled to tell his parents that he got a job at the handsome boy modeling school.
Uh-huh.
But it all goes to hell as soon as they ask him to pose topless. So that was one of my favorite episodes. The other episode I liked was Wallet Boy, but my absolute favorite episode was the episode where he and Brian Doyle Murray ate some bad chicken wings.
That's right.
And all of a sudden they discovered that Chris Elliott's character was like the greatest speller in the world. He could spell any word as long as he had bad chicken.
Yeah.
Great stuff. You know?
Great stuff.
They don't make TV like Get a Life anymore, I'll tell you.
Hey, is that on Netflix, you think?
Hey, little random known fact. Bob Odenkirk, one of the original writers of Get a Life. You can see him on Better Call Saul now. And I'm kind of proud to say that I did work with Odenkirk.
We hear it all the time.
Okay.
Yes. One of your claims to fame.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Irish Fest is coming up.
That's right.
Memorial Day weekend up at Gaelic Park. 29 years.
Pretty good run.
Absolutely. So they got done. There's some pretty good acts coming out there. The Young Dubliners, Socks in the Frying Pan.
Bohola. Bohola will be there.
So will the Larkin and Moran Brothers.
Holy Mola Bohola.
America English. Infinity is another band.
Yeah.
Check these guys out. Matt Cunningham is another guy.
Yep.
There's a lot of music. There's a Mark Forrest, international Irish tenor.
Cool.
Makem in Spain.
This is at Irish Fest out here. Is that what we're speaking about here?
Yeah, out in Gaelic Park on the south side on 159th Street.
I remember one year when you went to Irish Fest, you didn't show up. Like, I forget, you like had the car and Dad was looking for you, and he was like,
wait, what was this?
It was at the Heritage Center.
Oh, yeah, they do another one. They used to call it, I think it was called the Taste of Ireland. They used to do it around the 4th of July weekend. Yeah.
Well, I was going to bring that story up, but then I guess the relevant...
you can talk about it. That's
what
fine.
What was it? You went out and had the car, and Dad was trying to get a hold of the car or something all day.
So here's the bit. All right. I was working for the Illinois Office of Banks and Real Estate.
Yeah.
And I was, actually, funny story. I was talking to a guy at work the other day and telling him a little story about this. Actually, his name is Kieran Brennan. Kieran Brennan, and he works at work.
You hated that job, if I recall.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, I was telling a story about how I was telling him a story about how I was working out in, like, these boony counties. And, you know, and the people watching was outstanding because we were out way out in Kankakee, and that's how we got on the topic of that. But, no, I went to I had to set up a booth at the Irish American Heritage Center for the festival. And I went there and I ran into some friends of mine.
Yeah.
Some buddies of mine. And now I was supposed to be home at like 7 o'clock with the car.
Yeah.
And I started drinking.
Oh, yeah. Started drinking early.
Yeah. And I can't remember if mom had to come out there and take the car from me.
That's exactly what happened.
There was somebody who came out there and took the car from me. They were angry. Yeah. And I kind of ended up knowing that I was getting loaded. And I just, at that point, once I knew I was in the doghouse, I just was like, okay, forget it. I'm all in now.
Just keep drinking?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't very fun, but that was my experience at Irish. I don't know what somebody's signaling to me. Oh, I think my dad, yeah, I forgot. He videotaped me when I came in the house. Yeah. How nice.
Yeah,
so he could show me what I looked like the next morning. Hey, this is what you looked like when you had my car, pal.
Yeah, and you were like, shut up.
Yeah, yeah. I remember being angry that I didn't get an opportunity to go to Trinity Bar with the rest of the people that were leaving. I was like, ah, man, I could have just gone up to Trinity Bar, taken a cab home. It would have been like a $70 cab ride, probably.
Yep.
Anyways. That was at the Heritage Center, but
that was the summer we worked for the state. I had a job with the state that year, and I suppose I can talk a little bit about it now because it was very strenuous. My arm hurt from reading that Sun Times.
Oh yeah.
But that was one of those jobs that was so boring. You just didn't. I mean, there wasn't much for me to do there.
Well, remember me when I worked there and I didn't. The guy, I hated the guy. Stein was the name of the guy.
That reminds me of the Blues Brothers.
Give me the dirty look all the time. And I'd close the door of my office. He went, excuse me, sir, we don't do that here. And I went, take it up with the boss then.
I'm going to close. I'm an intern.
Yeah, I was like
I'm
a 20-year-old intern.
Close the door to my office and lay down now. sorry, sir. The guy was probably like, are you kidding me? Like, you're not.
Yeah, I remember. It was me and Eileen Glasscott, and we shared the office. And I was like, I'm closing the door. And she was like, yeah, go for it. Yeah.
That was kind of like mine when I got there. I go, what am I supposed to do today? And the guy hands me the paper, and he goes, read that and don't get seen. You know, and I was like, oh, okay. Well, I got a couple more state stories. We'll be back after these short messages.
What do you do with an old 401k? If you have a 401k or 403b account at a former employer, there's a good chance that you're not sure what to do with it. It can be an emotional time when you are retiring or changing jobs, but it's especially important not to make hasty decisions with your workplace account. In particular, beware of cashing out, which almost always comes with high taxes and penalties and can undermine your ability to reach your long-term retirement income goals. You generally have four choices of what to do with your old 401k. Where can you get help to decide which choice makes sense for you? Our sponsor, Madden Funds Management, is a specialist in advising, managing, and rolling over 401k accounts. In a phone call or on a visit to Madden's office in Oak Park, Mike Madden will be glad to help you weigh the pros and cons of each option, and if you choose, he can help you implement your choice. There's no fee for the phone call or office visit. The Houlihans and the Maddens have been associated for almost 30 years. We can promise you that the Maddens will give you professional investment advice with never any sales pressure. For more info, go to Madden's website, maddenfunds.com, or call Mike at 708-848-3200. Once again, that number is 708-848-3200. And tell them the Houlihan Brothers sent you.
Attention commercial business owners, industrial business owners, restaurateurs, apartment, condominium, and building maintenance managers. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service wants to earn your business. When was the last time you checked your garbage disposal rates? How about making a call or emailing for a free quote today at 773-626-5800 or online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. Flood Brothers is one of the last family-owned and operated solid waste recycling and yard waste firms serving metropolitan Chicagoland. Flood Brothers specializes in expert personalized service, extremely competitive pricing, and is backed by the Flood Brothers family name. Call Flood Brothers today. There's no charge other than a phone call to get a free quote. Call 773-626-5800 or go online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. When your name is on the trucks, you work harder to satisfy every customer. Call 773-626-5800. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service. Your garbage and recycling waste is their bread and butter.
We're back. Hooli's Hooli, 1240 AM WSBC. It's Saturday night for our listeners. Welcome back.
It's our last show at Goldie's for a while.
For a while.
Moving it to Fitzgerald.
Moving it to Fitzgerald's next week. Very excited. We took a little commercial break there. We were talking about jobs we had with the state.
Yeah.
Internships that we had.
Yeah.
I'll never forget the internship. I worked for DECA was the name of the agency. I had the film office there in the Department of Tourism.
Okay.
And I had a wonderful boss in Cindy Panionovich, and Pam McDonough was the director of the agency. And they had me working, so that was kind of refreshing that they sent me out on, like, I worked on the set of ER and shows like that. And
cool.
That, and Ron Verkylen worked there, who was the director of the film office, probably the best director of the film office the state of Illinois has ever had. And he was very cool to me, and he helped spawn my interest in filmmaking. But my favorite thing about working at the state was the watching the state workers, all right?
Uh-huh.
And there, I remember going in and seeing a guy who, walking down in the Thompson Center who has, like, a gray suit on.
Uh-huh.
And he had salt stains on the back of his suit that, like, practically went all the way up the back of his pant leg. This was June. Okay. Uh-huh. So this guy hadn't washed his suit in, like, 3 months.
Yeah.
And I figured, boy, that guy must be a hobo or something, you know. What a shame. I wish he had a nicer suit. And then taking the elevator up to the fifth floor and walking past my desk and seeing that guy sitting in a cubicle in the same office and be like, yeah, that guy works here? They're like, oh, yeah, he's high. He's not real good with the hot soapy. And then you'd see him. You'd see the guy in the bathroom, and you know how people normally just wash their hands?
Right.
This guy would be lathering up all the way to his shoulders. So he had his sleeves all the way up to his shoulders.
Yeah.
And just rinsing his arms into the sink.
Yikes.
Just weird stuff, you know?
That was the Thompson Center. I was it across was. The street.
Hey, want to go get some lunch? No, I'm having noodles and hot dogs from home today. You know, I brought them in my Tupperware, and I'm going to be playing tic-tac-toe with Cindy over here.
It's like Tupperware.
Tupperware is a very state of Illinois thing, you know? Tupperware lunch.
Get the Tupperware.
Yeah. Got a job at the state, and I got a Tupperware lunch.
I like the word Tupperware.
You do?
Yeah. Can you hand me the Tupperware, please? I don't know, just kind of funny. Hey, you know, I was doing that thing. We remember how we talked about, you know, I said, hey, I want to do like the Chicago Catholic League Corner every week.
Yeah.
And do stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what's kind of neat? I went to the website, and people should really check this out if you're a Chicago Catholic Leaguer.
Mm-hmm.
It's ChicagoCatholicLeague.com. And I mean, I just Googled Chicago Catholic League. I'd never even knew that the, you know, they had its own website.
Right.
But it's really cool, and it's got all kinds of, you know, who the past champions have been. And
stats.
And, I mean, if you're a sports guy and you're into this kind of stuff, I mean, it's really cool. About it talks about the formation of the league.
Right.
So check this out. And I'm going to talk about it some more. Maybe I'll pick something, you know, new to talk about every week that features something from this website. Or I'd love to even talk to who the creator of this website is. Reach out to them because it's very cool. But in other news.
Yeah.
I want to talk about grammar school basketball for a minute.
Yeah, one of your favorite topics. That was your heyday. You were like the Elgin Baylor of
I'll take that.
St. Luke's basketball.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
You know, I was digging through things the other day, and, you know, Turtle Brennan, who was our eighth grade coach.
Yep. James Turtle Brennan.
He
very famous for North Austin Boys Club. Was a coach for legendary coach for many, many years.
And he saved the statistics.
Yes.
And I saved him.
Yeah.
And I have the, you know, now.
Bill saved his eighth grade stat book because he crushed it that year. And somehow it's made it all the way into his mid-30s. This is, I would tell you that you could probably be hard-pressed to find Bill's college diploma, but he's got that eighth grade stat book somewhere.
That's right.
Tucked
absolutely
away.
Absolutely. I averaged 9 points a game that year, and that was not too bad. I played 45 games.
Yeah.
And I hit 0 3-pointers the whole season, but 189 buckets. My high game was 29. Hey, Pat, your high game, you had 16 in one game.
I was against St. Williams. They stunk. I still remember that game. I thought maybe for a minute I was going to start the next game or something.
Yeah.
No dice.
That was Turtle.
Yeah. Sit down.
But here's the look. I mean, he's got the number of games and practices that we played that year.
Yeah.
We had 104 of them. All right, games and practices, and he's got how many attended you were at.
I remember.
And this is the best. This is my favorite one. Probation.
Yeah.
These are the guys that got bad grades in eighth grade. So let's read them out. Who we got? Hartman got 7 games. Erfurt, 7 games. Yeah. Patty Houlihan, 7 games.
Yeah.
Clay O'Brien did 15 games on probation in eighth grade. OB, what happened?
Spanish is what happened. They brought Senor Hirasek in eighth grade, and nobody could get it down.
Oh, Pat, I forgot. You were injured for 18 of those games.
It's true.
Yeah.
I do remember my favorite quick story was summer workouts in seventh grade. We had an open gym in eighth grade, and Turtle said anybody who wants to play on a team next year needs to show up to summer workouts.
It's right here, man.
So we all went to him. Some of those guys didn't go to him.
So here you go. Summer open session. There were 37 summer open sessions.
Yes.
Pat Houlihan, you attended 16 of those, my friend.
Okay.
But you attended the third most out of anybody.
Pretty funny basketball stories. Do want to remind my listeners that next week we want to invite you guys out to Fitzgerald's.
Yeah, we want everyone to come out.
It's going
to
become more of sort of...
And these guys that are playing the Larkin and Moran brothers, they bring it, man.
Yeah, they do.
It's going to be fun. They're good to see live.
Yeah, one of the aspects of why we wanted to take the show to Fitzgerald's, and we were lucky enough that Bill Fitzgerald agreed to it, was that we wanted the show to become more of a show, a live show element, and bring more of, you know, we discussed that Letterman and Steve Allen and Kimmel and guys like that are some of our comedy heroes.
Sure, absolutely.
So we're looking to do more of that in front of a live audience as far as that now the show will take place on a stage.
Right.
It's going to be in the sidebar to begin with, but we've discussed that if the show were to have a following, and people that came out for it, we would move it over to the side room and have a stage for the show. So we encourage people to come out and watch the show and become groupies. And, you know, we'll put you on. We'll put you on the show. If you're a fan, we will put you on the show. And then you can tell all your wacky friends to listen to.
And not only is it just, you know, do we want people to come out and check us out at Fitzgerald's on Thursday nights, but
yep.
If you get a chance to just go to Fitzgerald's in general, do it.
Yeah.
Because it's been well worth it. Well known. It's very cool. A lot of movies have been there.
Yep. Color Money. People all recognize it from the Color of Money.
League of Their Own.
Sure.
The Express. Yep. And the list goes on. It's right. A legendary spot. We're honored to be there. And we can't wait to see you guys next week.
Yeah, it's a big opportunity. So come on out. What's the address of Fitzgerald's, Bill? Do you know it offhand? We just know it's like, hey, it's Oak Park and Roosevelt Road. But I sure do.
It's at 6615 Roosevelt Road in Berwyn.
There you go.
So 6615 Roosevelt Road in Berwyn. Live at Fitzgerald's on Thursday nights. The Hooli's Hooli at 7:30.
That's right. So we're looking forward to it. Still want to thank Mike Sullivan and all the people at Goldie's for what they did for us.
Una Casey
was our bartender from Tyrone, Ireland. We'll still be giving shout-outs to them. In fact, a lot of the people that like to play at Fitzgerald's, Goldie's is a spot for them where they like to hang out.
Absolutely.
And drink and party.
Definitely.
So I've met many an act hanging out here at Goldie's that also plays at Fitzgerald's. So
yeah.
It's cool. Also want to remind some of our listeners that we do have a sister show of sorts. That is the Skinny and Hooli show. So if you are a fan of the Hooli's Hooli, you might be a fan of the Skinny and Hooli show as well. And I encourage all of you to check that out. Podcasted episodes of the Skinny and Hooli show are also available at freecrack.com.
No, they're not.
They're not?
No. Skinnyandhooli.com.
Oh, yeah. They have their own webpage.
Yeah. On that note, hey, see you next week at Fitzgerald, right?
That's right. This has been the Hooli's Hooli on 1240 AM. See you later. Goodbye.